Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking about natural approaches to health. Today's topic has been termed the vitamin of the decade, which is vitamin D, as in David. This nutrient is truly unique, as its structure is similar to a hormone and is formed from the action of sunlight on our skin. If people don't get much sun exposure, however, then it is a true vitamin, as these folks have to get it from food. But now we get to some of the reasons vitamin D is getting so much attention recently. First, we're finding out vitamin D does much more than just prevent rickets, a disease of the bones. In fact, we're finding just about every tissue in the body has vitamin D receptors on its cells, so therefore could benefit from the vitamin. The second big discovery is that most people are deficient in the necessary amounts in the body to optimize all the benefits to these different body systems. Whereas we used to think 400 units a day of vitamin D in our food was enough, we're finding 10 times that and more for some people is closer to a health-giving daily dose. Whereas certainly someone who's outside a lot, say a landscaper in short sleeves, could be getting enough vitamin D from this, most people in Maine should get their blood levels of vitamin D checked and will probably need a minimum of a couple thousand units daily to achieve adequate body levels. Ask your doctor about this blood test. As far as getting this in your food, fatty fish could give somebody a few hundred units at most. So here again, most people would have to supplement. Here is one nutrient that only a pill will give a person enough if they can't get enough sun exposure. If somebody can't handle pills or liquids due to digestion issues, you could buy special lamps that provide the necessary ultraviolet rays for producing this vitamin in your skin. Well, this has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and next week I'll be discussing more about this sunshine vitamin.